Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, all around the country today, you are going to see people out in force shaking plenty of buckets, making loads of noise. They're trying to, of course, raise funds for the Irish Cancer Society because it is Daffodil Day. And you'll see loads of people, of course, too, wearing the little daffodil pins. But Tara's with me on the line because, Tara, I know you're helping in the fundraising effort. You're doing that because you've had your own experience with the Cancer Society.
Yeah, I have, Andrea. I was diagnosed in August 22 with breast cancer. And I suppose I was very young at the time, wasn't expecting it. It was a shock, to say the least. So I reached out to Irish Cancer Society, the support line, first of all, when I had a biopsy that came back inconclusive. I didn't know what this meant. And so I got speaking to a lovely nurse who talked me through exactly what it was about and then also what might be down the road for me and ahead for me. And then, to be honest, the whole way through my experience with cancer, I turned to the Irish Cancer Society every time I had a question or a query or even for information about illness benefits. And then particularly when I was struggling in the aftermath of cancer, I contacted them and they put me in contact with a counsellor who was very pivotal for that time for me.
Do you know, the one thing I always remark, Tara, when you talk to people like yourself and others who've gone through a cancer diagnosis, but like, even just trying to obviously deal with the health and wellness implications of it and fighting the disease and going through treatment and everything that goes with it. But the financial implication of all of this is huge, and particularly if you're travelling, you know, somebody that's able to, as you say, give you advice on maybe grants that might be out there or financial support or helping with parking fees and charges, whatever it is, like just having somewhere you can go to get that kind of advice is huge.
Yeah, it is. And to have one place where you can go and they can give you all the information. So they actually put us in contact, or I suppose it organised for us, the Travel to Care scheme, which is an NCCP scheme. So that was very helpful to us with the cost of travel because I was travelling up to Dublin for my treatment in a Dublin hospital. I live in Cavan. So, I mean, very, very quickly, it just the money started draining out of the account. Yeah, with the travel, the cost, diesel, the tolls. And then kind of, as you said, you know, in one way I thought about, okay, this will be an emotionally difficult journey. It'll be physically tough. Then when I thought of finance, I thought we'd be down a wage in the house. The bills are still coming out, things like that. But I didn't really think parking charges will be one thing that I'd have to consider. And I really did, because to begin with, we were parking in a Euro car park and that was a cost of €3.20 per hour.
Wow.
So, you know, on days I'd scans or consultation, I'd only be there for maybe 2 or 3 hours. So that's somewhere between €6 and €10 an hour. But then on the days that I treatment, it could go on for 8 hours. And that, you know, was quickly adding up to maybe €25 a day.
Yeah. And then you have to eat when you're there for that length of period.
Yeah.
Presumably somebody has travelled with you. They have to eat. And next thing, the whole cost adds up. Just on that, Tara, Paul is with us on the line because, Paul, I suppose the big thing you've been doing, I know you're out fundraising there today as well, but you've been helping Tara and the likes as a volunteer driver.
Yeah, that's right. And hello, Tara, how are you? Yes, I'm a driver for the last 10 years, and it's very worthwhile, if you like, a thing to do, because you take away the worry of as Tara just mentioned. For instance, like when you're diagnosed with cancer, as I was too, and thankfully I've come to it, you're worried about your diagnosis, you're worried about your treatment, and then to have to worry about parking the car at 3 or 4 quid an hour can add up if you're attending the hospital 5 days a week.
To worry about navigating Dublin traffic, Paul, and the M50 and all that goes with it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's I think it takes away the stress, one stress away from the many stress you have when you do have cancer. And I think it's worthwhile. And it really suits somebody who's retired, who doesn't have to work full time. And the other advantage is that it's not always possible to have your siblings or your children or or your parents take you to hospital for treatment because they can't get time off work. There'll be a wage loss, there'll be money down if you have to take a couple of days off every week to bring somebody to cancer treatment. So the Irish Cancer Society volunteer team, there's 1,500 of us. We take all that worry away, so it's one less worry.
And you are one of the many drivers that are doing it, Paul, but I can hear nearly from your tone, obviously, as somebody who's experienced the cancer diagnosis yourself, like you really get something out of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I actually, believe it or not, I was a driver before I got cancer, so it's kind of a strange thing to happen, but I was driving about 10 years, and there's no doubt about it, people are very stressed out when they get it, and it's less. We 26,000 drives were completed by drivers last year. We 1,500 drivers throughout the country and over 295,000 kilometres or some extraordinary figure we did. But we've looked after very many clients, as well, you call them. And I think it's a very worthwhile charity to involve yourself in if you can do that.
Are you looking for more drivers?
Oh, we're always looking for drivers because, you know, people drop out for a variety of reasons. They get to a certain age, they can't do it anymore, and certain parts of the country don't have the hand would struggle. I mean, listen to Tara there, coming from Cavan to Dublin can't have been easy. I, to some extent, I'm quite fortunate. I only drive around Dublin. I know Dublin well, and I can pick somebody up and sell part of Dublin, drive them to Vincent's Hospital. And it's
a great thing to do.
Much.
No, fair play. It's a brilliant.
You know, I think you need to give it yourself. Volunteers don't always have the time, but they always have the heart, as I said. But it's quite, you give your day up 2 days a month, and that's why we're always looking for extra drivers. We never say no to drivers.
If anybody wants to get involved, they can. I've no doubt contact the Cancer Society. Katie's on the line as well with us, Paul. Katie, I know you've gone through your own journey with cancer too, but for people that are maybe meeting some of the volunteers out and about with the buckets, you might explain to them why they should donate today.
Well, I think it's just very important, number one, just to support an initiative or a charity like the Irish Cancer Society, because they genuinely are doing as much as they can do for people in every way possible. And the fact that they're completely, almost fully funded by the public, it's hugely important to have their services available to people in terms of having night nurses available, helplines, phone lines for people to call into. And I suppose just in general, being there to give advice to others and offer help in any way they can, whether it be financially or, you know, just in general support. So it's hugely important to give as much support as we can today, especially, but in any other day of the week is important to support a charity like the Irish Cancer Society.
How are you doing at the moment, Katie?
I am doing okay. I'm just after finishing 16 rounds of chemo, so I have a little break. But it hasn't been easy. But I suppose when I was diagnosed, I set up an initiative called Coffee for Cancer at the beginning, and I was hugely supported from the start. And the Irish Cancer Society was one of those organisations that reached out to me. And they have so many other people to look after and take care of, but they do genuinely reach out to as many people as they can to offer help and support. And I've felt that from the beginning from them. So on a day like today, especially, it's hugely important to show a light on what they do and tell other people about them.
People can dig deep this afternoon. I know the email, if you want to get involved or donate in any way, is cancer.ie. That's how you'll get in touch with the Irish Cancer Society. Tara, how are you keeping at the moment?
Doing good. Every month that passes, I feel like I'm getting back to some sort of a normal person. So, yeah.
Well, listen, best of luck with everything. Thanks a million, Tara, Katie, for joining us. Paul, too, details, if you want to get involved, as I said, with the Cancer Society, the Irish Cancer Society, that is at cancer.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.